thinking, too, she'd really let him have it. Satisfied that he was as put together as he could manage, Kanryu yanked the steel fire door open and stepped into the hall that led to the Kane family's penthouse apartment. Burnished oak paneling covered the walls and soft tan carpet silenced the tread of his leather biker boots. A jade vase filled with fresh-cut roses sat on a small table and filled the air with their fragrant perfume. At the end of the hall, a tall set of double doors carved with symbols and a pair of pentagrams marked the entrance to the Kane's apartment. Maria's mom oversaw the wards protecting the building from magical and mundane threats, and the doors served as a sort of anchor. She tried to explain the process to him once, but it went right over his head. All Kanryu knew for sure was that in exchange for her magical protections, the Kanes got the best apartment in the building rent-free. Pretty sweet deal. He strode past the elevator and paused before the doors. Every time he touched one of the creepy things, he feared it would burn his hand off. It hadn't happened yet, and he doubted today would be the day. He rapped twice and clasped his hands behind his back. Half a minute later, the door opened and he looked down into the jade eyes of Maria's mother, Shizuku. The short, slender woman's eyes crinkled when she smiled at Kanryu. She wore a red silk kimono embroidered with storks that looked like it cost more than all the clothes Kanryu owned. Midnight blue slippers peeked out from the bottom of the robe. Shizuku Kane was one of the most talented wizards in the city, but he'd always thought of her like a second mother.
"You're late, Kanryu."
"Yeah, how mad is she?"
"This is your lucky day. Maria's still getting ready."
Kanryu's eyebrows shot up. Maria was never late. Ever.
"Really?"
"Don't look so shocked. This is a big day for her. For all the girls. It's no surprise she wants to look her best for testing day."
Kanryu sighed. Testing day. A big deal for the girls and a waste of time for the boys. They would all take the test, of course. Couldn't have anyone feeling left out. What did it matter if boys couldn't become wizards? Fair's fair, after all. The truth was, most of the girls wouldn't pass either. When they tested the seniors last year, only two out of the whole class of 367 had passed and gotten a full ride at the North American Alliance's Arcane Academy. All Kanryu and the other boys would get was hours of standing in line and a sneer of disdain from the woman administering the test. The patter of shoes on hardwood reached him a moment before the whirlwind that was Maria Kane appeared behind her mother. She rushed to the door in a swirl of black skirts, her purse over one shoulder, and paused to kiss her mother on the cheek. She grabbed his hand and dragged him towards the elevator.
"Nice seeing you, Mrs. Kane," Kanryu called over his shoulder. Maria jabbed her finger into the call button. When the door didn't open at once, she stabbed it again and again. Finally, Kanryu grabbed her free hand and held it.
"Relax. We'll make it in plenty of time."
Maria looked up at him with her liquid brown eyes. She was only 3 inches taller than her mother and had the same long black hair.
"Relax? How can I relax? Today will make or break my whole life. If I don't pass the test and get into the academy..."
I know. You've talked about nothing else for the past month."
The elevator bell chimed and the door slid open. Kanryu let go of her hand, stepped inside, and punched the button for the parking garage. When the doors slid shut, he continued.
"Even if you don't pass..." She made a choking sound and stared at him, aghast.
Kanryu grimaced. Maybe he wasn't helping.
"What I'm trying to say is with your grades, you can get a full ride at any college you want to attend. You can do anything you put your mind to. I know you'll be disappointed, but it really won't be the end of the world."
She groaned and hugged him. A muffled thanks barely reached his ears. She stepped back and stared at him.
"I'm going to pass."
He smiled and nodded. If sheer willpower affected the test, she'd have no problems.
"Of course."
The elevator chimed, and the doors slid open, revealing the almost empty garage. Kanryu led the way to his bike. When he saw her, he smiled. She had a sleek black tank and fenders, fully rebuilt flathead motor, and the coolest skull and chain license plate holder. Maria walked past him, pulling him along as she went.